Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on how to receive God's best was recorded at our 2011 Houston Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
The curse causeless will not come. But the sad thing is, many of us have had people in positions of authority, like parents or somebody or a teacher, say, "You'll never make it. You can't do it." And you know what? Many people let that become a curse, just like a governor in your life that hinders you. And it has power in it. Words have power. You may not have sat down and thought about it this way, but every person in here has had somebody say something to you that's hurt you and that has hindered you. Many of you have gone through a marriage, divorce or something, and you've had words spoken over you and you've never gotten over those words. Many of you have had somebody reject you. Many of you have had problems in home or business, or maybe you've had a failure and people have spoken things about you, and your life is still bound by those words. There's power in words. You can break that curse. And one of the ways you break it is to recognize the greatness of a blessing over a curse. But you're going to have to start putting importance on words. You're going to have to start recognizing that if death and life are in the power of our tongue, and He told us to bless and not curse, then what must it be like when God says something over you? Like, "No plague will come nigh your dwelling. He'll give His angels charge over you. You will not dash your foot against a stone. His angels will protect you." And on and on and on it goes. If we would quit transposing our culture and our unbelief about words onto God, but instead go back and study the Word the way it's written and see what God says, that He never violates His Word. The whole universe is held together by the integrity of His words. Then go through and look at this like a legal document. And if He said something good about you, man, that's it. He will never break this. This is what God says about me. By His stripes I was healed. That's a blessing that God has put over us. That we will be above only and not beneath, the head and not the tail. We will lend unto many nations, but we shall not borrow. They'll come out against me one way and flee seven ways. Man, I am going to prosper, prosper, prosper. These blessings will come upon me and overtake me. But you got to believe it. You got to understand the power of a blessing. You know, over in Genesis chapter 1, let me just read a few of these verses to you about where God created the heavens and the earth. And look at this. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 3, "And God said, let there be light." Boom, and there was light. You know, this is really interesting. It was the third day before He created the sun. He created light 3 days before there was a source for the light to come from. We just can't wrap our brain around that. We would have created the sun first and then say, "Let there be light." But He created light and then created some place for it to come from. Romans chapter 4, verse 17 says, "God calls those things that be not as though they were." But He spoke light into existence. And then it says in verse 6, "And God said, let there be a firmament. And He created the heavens and the sky." In verse 9, "God said, let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place. And He created the dry land." In verse 11, "God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed." You know, I wish I had time to go through every one of these verses, but if you'll just look at this 11th verse, it says, "Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth." And it was so. You know, that's real wordy. And people read this in the King James and they just think, you know, they just talked weird back then. There's a reason for saying it this way. If he had just said, "Let there be grass, let there be herbs, let there be trees," then when that tree died, he had had to create new trees. But he said, "Let there be herbs that have seed in themselves that can reproduce." He was creating with words the ability to procreate. And because of this, he's never had to create another tree. He's never created another animal. He's never created another everything. He created everything so perfectly, and then he rested because it was over. He spoke things. His words are important. There's reasons he said, let the earth bring forth herbs that, whose seed is in itself, who can produce another tree. Man, it's so important, words. There's power in these words. And so then down in verse 14, God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven. And he created all of the stars and stuff. In verse 20, and God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly. And he created all of the creatures that live in the sea. In verse 22, it says, and God blessed them, saying. Notice that the way you release a blessing is by words. And here's what he said to these living creatures. He says, be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters and the seas and let the fowl multiply in the earth. You know why animals are able to reproduce? Because God said they could. He blessed them, spoke favor over them. Scientists will say that they've created life. Scientists have never created life. They can take a cell that already has God's life in it and they can clone it. They can separate it and start the reproduction thing, but they can't create life. One of the definitions of true life is something has to be able to procreate, reproduce. If it can't reproduce, it's not life. Scientists have never created anything that's able to reproduce. They can't do it because, you know why it had the ability to reproduce? Because God said, be fruitful and multiply. And he hasn't said that to anything that a man's created. Life comes from God. It came through a blessing. Life as we know it didn't happen by some big bang or lightning striking a pool of slime or amino acids. And boy, if you believe that, I got a bridge I'd love to sell you. Anyway, I don't want to get off the subject, but it's God's the source of life. God said, you live. You produce life. He created it. And it came by his words. And these same words that spoke everything physical, you and me and everything in existence into life, those same words are spoken all throughout the Bible that all it takes is your faith to release the power that's in that and start understanding the power of a blessing. Down in verse 24, and God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature, and he created all of the animals that move upon the earth, and he blessed them and told them to be fruitful and multiply. In verse 26, God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. And God created us by words. And in verse 26, God blessed them. And God said, this is how a blessing is released, is by words. You have to speak it into existence. He spoke the blessing of God. So the point I'm trying to get across is anything that God has ever said that is positive for you is a blessing.
Amen.
And all it takes is for you to put faith in that to release this power and start receiving it. You know, for time's sake, let me just refer to this, but over in the 27th chapter of the book of Genesis, well, let me back up just a little bit. In the 12th chapter is where Abraham came on the scene, and God told him in Genesis chapter 12, verse 2, he says, I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. Now, that he didn't bless him at that exact moment. He said, I will bless you. And as you go on through the life of Abraham, God just kept increasing it, saying, every place that the sole of your foot treads upon, I'm giving it to you. If you can count the stars in the sky, number the grains of sand on your seashore, so shall your seed be. All families of the earth will be blessed in you. That was a reference to his seed, Jesus coming and redeeming the entire earth. And God just kept speaking positive things over Abraham, and because of it, Abraham started out with nothing and became one of the wealthiest men of his day, so much so that kings came out and said, depart, your wealth is greater than our entire nation, because God spoke things over him. And then when God gave him his seed, Isaac, and in the 22nd chapter, he went to offer Isaac, God said, you know, offer Isaac as a sacrifice unto me. And Abraham was willing to do it. He actually lifted the knife and God stopped him. An angel stopped him and there was a ram caught by his horns in the thicket. And God gave him that as a sacrifice. And then the Lord told him, he says, you know, from this time forth, now I know that, man, you love me, you honor me, and you didn't hold anything back from me. And in blessing, I will bless you. You know, that's wordy to us and it doesn't mean anything. But God says, man, there is no end to the positive things I'm going to say over you. And God started blessing him and blessing his seed. And then in the 27th chapter of the book of Genesis, his grandchildren, Isaac's children, were born and they were twins. And in the womb, there was this conflict going on between these two kids. They were fighting even in the mother's womb. And so Rebekah prayed and asked the Lord, what's going on? And the Lord told her, says, there's two nations in you. And the elder is going to serve the younger. He passed the blessing on in Galatians chapter 4. It says that this was a symbol and type of how it's not by your human effort. It's the grace of God that causes everything to happen. And he was illustrating that through these two children. And so he made Esau the older servant to the younger. And Rebekah believed him. And she always honored Jacob. But Isaac actually liked Esau better and tried to pass the birthright on to him and the blessing of Abraham on to Esau. So the 27th chapter of the book of Genesis is where Isaac, he was old. He was about 110 years old. He actually lived to be 140 something. So he was very premature on this. But he says, I'm about to die and I can't see anymore. And he says, he said to his son Esau, go get me venison and make me that meal that I love and come in and let me eat it. And then my soul is going to bless you.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on how to receive God's best. This 5-part teaching series was recorded at our 2011 Houston Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1072 for CD or R3215D for DVD when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RK-164 titled The Blessing of God when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
Have you ever thought about coming to Bible college? You know, I know that that's a big decision, but preparation time is never wasted time. And we see people's lives changed. And to even make it more convenient, we not only have the school in Colorado Springs, but we have an online Bible school where you actually go through at your own pace, but you are in a group. There is interaction. There's a facilitator. We have correspondence courses. And we have 15 different college campuses located around the world. So certainly there is some way to accommodate your desire to learn more about the Word of God. So call us at 719-635-1111 and ask about one of our Caris Bible colleges.